Hundreds of Palestinian women took part in a protest march on Saturday near the Rafah border crossing with Egypt, called for by the democratically elected Palestinian movement of Hamas. The women came out to call on Egypt, which controls the Rafah border crossing, to reopen it in order to relieve the suffering of the Palestinians in Gaza, brought about by Israel's continuous embargo.
The Arabs are watching us in apathy. We say to them that we need their help and that the Rafah border crossing must be reopened. We beseech them. The Palestinian people are in dire need of their help.
Many women were holding their sick children, wondering what their children's fault was. They blamed Egypt and the Arab countries for failing to lift the 17-month-long Israeli embargo.
What's the fault of this boy? He's suffering before my eyes. He needs a heart surgery. Look at him. He's unarmed and harmless. If something happens to him, I will only blame the Arabs.
Despite the Egypt-brokered so-called truce deal between Hamas and Israel since 19th June, the Israeli embargo is still firm in place. Protesters expressed anger at Arab leaders for their indifference towards the plight of Gaza's population of over 1.5 million people and their seeming inability to do anything about the embargo. There were others who took part in the march to attract attention to their next of kin who are stranded on the Egyptian side of the Rafah border crossing.
If the international activists can break the embargo, then why can't the Arabs do it? I say to Arab leaders, presidents, kings, and emirs that they can break the embargo if they want, and they don't need Israeli or American permission.
Palestinians in Gaza believe that Egypt is abetting Israel and harming them by keeping the Rafah border terminal shut. Gazans wonder why Arab leaders can't follow the lead of international activists who keep breaking the Israeli embargo. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.